WJTL bringing you Brandon Lake and Elevation Worship. I know a name. Hi, good morning. Happy Tuesday, 7:05.
WJTL is here for you every hour of every day. You can stay connected with us through the WJTL app. Tell your smart speaker to play WJTL radio and stay engaged with us on social media. WJTL is your constant source for Christ community music, and we don't want you to miss a thing.
Our very special guest today, Melinda Clark, is the CEO of North Star Initiative. Melinda, good morning to you.
Good morning. It is so good to be with you.
So great. I understand that you helped a one-year-old celebrate their first birthday, your grandson.
Yes, aww. Jackson River in Atlanta turned one
about
this
that?
Weekend.
Congratulations for you, Grandma.
Thank you. That's
pretty great. Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Sure. Family, friends who are listening, as well as our fabulous team at North Star. I know a few of them are up and getting ready to go into the hard and holy work that we're doing today, and just super grateful for them.
You guys work every day to do what you do. Tell us what North Star Initiative is all about.
North Star is an anti-trafficking organization operating here in Lancaster County as well as in Berks County. And one of the things that sets us apart as a nonprofit is that we do, as you said, work 365 days a year, serving survivors, empowering them to reclaim the lives that they are created to enjoy by providing them with safe care in a restoration program at two homes that we operate in Lancaster and in Reading.
And you have a great story about how God has worked through North Star.
I could tell you stories all day long.
I'm sure.
But recently, one of the things that the community helped fund last year was to help us open an emergency shelter. In addition to the 12-month program that we run, we also have an emergency placement that we specifically use in conjunction with the task force here in Lancaster County, so that on a sting, if they encounter a victim who's willing to leave in that very moment, looking for an opportunity to walk away from that life, there is somewhere safe for her to go. And last week, we had a call from the task force. They were operating a sting here in Lancaster County, and they had encountered an 18-year-old, a Spanish speaker, who would not cooperate and wouldn't open up, and they felt like they had gone as far as they might be able to go. But I am an interpreter, was able to show up, and in speaking to her, discovered that her family, and this would be a very common story for a lot of women who are lured into trafficking, desperate financial position for her family. A friend offered her a number, said they'll give you work. She knew what the work was, but she thought she could do it as kind of a gig for a couple of weeks, get through it. They had her buy a ticket from Georgia here to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, to be at a hotel and provide services for a week. And she was under the impression that she could go home a couple weeks later, but she did not have a ticket to go home. And so as we talked that night and we just said, what do you want to do next? The choices are yours. And she said, if I had a place to go, I would leave here. And I said, we can do that because this community has made that happen. There's a safe place for you to go where we can take care of you for tonight. And tomorrow morning we can do whatever you need to do next. And she said, I just want to go home to my mom. So because again, of community support, North Star was able to buy that ticket. We already followed up with our colleagues from the task force this week to make sure she's home and safe. And she is celebrating her birthday with her family this week because of the work that we are able to do to release women from situations that God never intended them to be in.
I love that. That's a great story. If folks want more information about North Star Initiative, they could visit you online.
www.northstarinitiative.org.
You also have some events coming up. Tell us those.
Yes. Briefly, we have an awareness walk in Reading coming up this Saturday, and that is to walk and draw attention to the reality that trafficking is happening here. We believe we can end it. Next week, the 13th, we have a flower arranging workshop, just a very low-key moment of beauty in the day to come together and create beauty in a space that's usually very dark as we think about trafficking. And then we have our annual fundraiser coming up in Lancaster on October 9th and in Reading on November 6th. And that is the day of the year when we get together as an entire community to say, together we can make this end. We can be a community that is trafficking proof.
Coming up, we'll talk more about that. In the meantime, northstarinitiative.org is the place you want to check out. On the way, more music too. Colton Dixon, Jeremy Camp, and more.